Country Club FM. Time for the Almanac. Brad, you're ready.
I'm ready.
This is why you get up at whatever time to fill in for Neil.
Right.
This right here. Right here.
Right here.
Before we get into it, we have what we like to call, and I hate doing these, but we need to do them. It's a Bob FM Almanac Salute.
The governor is giving Mr. Shibata a testimonial dinner tonight, and we would like you to arrange your schedule so that he's finished in time to get there.
Well, I don't arrange anything just to accommodate a man with political connections. We will serve no crime before it's time.
There is the Honorable Harold T. Stone. Harry Anderson dead. He's only 65.
That's scary.
That is sad. Sad, sad, sad. Funny, funny show. Great ensemble. John Larroquette, of course, was great. And Richard Mall and the bailiffs and the other lawyers. And, of course, the judge. He was only 65. He passed away at his home in Asheville, North Carolina. His recurring role as the con man in Cheers, Harry the Con Man, was also genius.
Fun.
So, Harry Anderson passing away. That is a Bob Almanac salute. Today, Tuesday, April 17th, 107th day of the year, 258 left to go. 1492, Christopher Columbus signed a contract with Spain to find a passage to Asia and the Indies, and he never did that, right?
Right.
I mean,
was null and void.
He was in breach of contract.
Exactly.
With Queen Isabella.
What a ding-dong.
Because he got stuck. He ran into North America. So, 14, actually, I think South America. He ran into what eventually became the West Indies. And is that technically North or South America? Can you look that up?
I can't.
You can't.
Sure.
You have no internet over there?
No, I do.
Okay, good.
So, the question is, are the West Indies...
Are they technically South America or North America?
I'll have that answer for you in a moment.
1492. 1810, have you ever had pineapple cheese?
No.
Sounds as tasty as head cheese. But pineapple cheese, patented by Lewis, and I looked it up. I had no clue what it was. It's not cheese made out of, you know, if there was a dairy shortage and they used pineapple milk. Actually, it's cheese, actual cheese, dairy cheese, in the form and the shape of a pineapple.
Unbelievable.
This guy would put the curds in a pineapple mold made out of wood, and it became a hot item in the 1800s for some reason. It was easy, very easy to amuse people in the 1800s.
Apparently so. I'm still trying to find your West Indies thing, and now I'm just engulfed in the...
Pineapple cheese, yeah. 1810, yeah. That's what we do here. We try to distract you. 1860, proving that even poor people had the right to escape a fire, became law in New York City that tenement houses would be equipped with fire escapes. Prior to that, you just had to jump. You just had to jump if you lived in a tenement. Tenement slum.
I lived in a nine-ament. We weren't as bad as a tenement.
No, right. An eight-ament.
Yeah.
That's very good. Or a double-ament. That's even tastier.
Well, that's up toward the top.
1937 was the debut of cartoon characters Daffy Duck, Elmer J. Fudd, and Petunia Pig. I don't remember much about Petunia Pig, but she...
I do.
Sounds like she smells just great.
Be very, very quiet.
That was from Porky's Duck Hunt, and Elmer J. Fudd was originally a character called Egghead.
What was his middle name?
Elmer J. Fudd. Well, it's just like Harry S. Truman. The J stood for nothing.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it was Milhouse.
Maybe it was.
Do you know?
I don't.
What the J?
No.
J stands for?
Now I got to fact check that, too. My gosh, this was not in my contract.
The good... Fudd is what that means, like the Good Shepherd. It's the Good Fudd. 1947, Jackie Robinson, a couple of days after making his major league debut as the first African American to play MLB, he got his first hit. It was a bunt base hit. He was able to run out a bunt. He beat it out. 1947, 1956, Willie Moscone, one of the great billiards players of all time, he sank 150 consecutive balls in a billiard tournament.
Crazy.
In a sanctioned tournament, 150 in a row. Now, that's good. I could barely do five in a row.
Elmer Fudd did not have a middle name, by the way.
There you go. I didn't see it. Harry S. Truman, I told you. There was one time that Willie Moscone actually in what was more of an exhibition, he once sank 526 in a row.
Huh. Wow.
Is he using weighted balls, like weighted dice?
Magnetic.
1964, the FBI lab reported that it could not determine the lyrics to Louie Louie. They brought the FBI in.
Oh,
they
don't get me started, because I got a whole list of stuff right here that the government has wasted money on.
Well, we don't have time for that. I'm sure that'll be for your 10 to noon today.
Oh, people, we're going to have tax day fun.
People are going to be recording that. Set your DVR now. But the FBI lab, they actually thought Louie Louie was some kind of subversive message out to people that were in the underworld. 1964. 1970, this date.
Extremely loud applause as Apollo 13 on main chutes comes through loud and clear on the television display here.
Houston, we've had a problem, but they did come back.
Oh, shoot.
Today was the splashdown and the recovery of Apollo 13. There was, of course, according to the movie, there was that tense period of radio silence, the radio blackout as they were re-entering, but they came out on the other end. And that was 1970. Also in 70, let's go to the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Cash.
Thank you.
This is at the White House, folks.
Well, my daddy left home.
And he opens up with Boy Named Sue.
Right.
For the president, that was Richard Nixon introducing.
Should have been a boy named Milhouse.
Boy named Dick. Johnny Cash performed at the White House. It was the invitation of Richard Milhouse Nixon. He admitted that he didn't know much about Johnny Cash's music, but he thought it would be the cool thing to do.
Right.
And I don't think Johnny Cash, I don't think he agreed with a whole lot of Nixon's politics and maybe some of his views, but he performed anyway. Boy Named Sue, 1970. Huh. And he did more than just one song, too. It just wasn't Boy Named Sue.
I think he followed that one up with, I Am Not a Crook.
He should have wrote that song and sang it. This guy opened the first ever putt-putt. We're remembering the putt-putt guy. Putt-putt. I'm not talking John Deere tractors. I'm talking putt-putt miniature golf.
Right.
Don Clayton died this date at the age of 69 in 1996.
His wife's name was Lily.
He was the father of putt-putt golf. 1998, also remembering Linda McCartney. Boy, there were some brutal jokes about Linda McCartney.
I don't remember any of them.
You don't remember any of them? Name a dog with wings?
Oh.
That was just absolutely brutal and uncalled for.
Wow.
Uncalled for. People are still doing that today. That is a rough way to remember the dead. So Linda McCartney died after a bout with cancer, 1998. She was only 56 on this date. We also remember a funny lady.
You think we have nothing to offer? We've been married 46 years. We've seen the lows and we've seen the highs.
What day was the high?
Good old Frank.
He was awesome.
I'm sure he mixed in a holy crap in there, too. That was Doris Roberts as Marie, and of course you had Peter Boyle as Frank. They were perfect together. And Doris Roberts had a long career. She passed away on this date in 2016. She was 90 years old. Also in the news, same day.
It is a sad day for wrestling fans as Joni Lohr, best known as Chyna, was found dead in her California apartment Wednesday night.
Chyna was a big lady.
Yeah, she was.
She would have beat me up.
But she lived in her small apartment. Come on. I thought she had more money than that. You think she'd have a big sprawling L.A. mansion?
Yeah. Yeah, she only had an apartment. That's right.
That's it.
WWE, formerly WWF legend Chyna, she really kind of broke barriers, or she actually wrestled the guys and actually could hang in there because she was built, she was stacked, she was ripped.
And she had awesome plates at home.
And, she had the best Chyna in the WWF. There's no doubt about that. Her gravy boat was envied by Vince McMahon for decades. 2016, Chyna, dead. Birthdays now today. Jan Hammer. Those aren't drums, folks. He's doing that on a keyboard.
Put the hammer down.
He's putting the hammer down. Jan Hammer is 70 today, the Miami Vice theme. Got more great music.
She's a maniac, maniac on the floor.
Did I just say great?
Yeah. Jim, we're going to pull you out of the 80s, buddy.
Michael Cimbello is 64 today. She's dancing like she's never danced before, and you can take that two ways. She's dancing better than she's ever danced before, or she's dancing like she's literally never dance before.
This portion of the Almanac being brought to you by Aquanet.
Michael Sambello, she's just a Steel Town girl on a Saturday night, and she's going to do some welding and then some dancing. How many welders out there are good dancers?
Right.
Answer me that. He's 64 today.
What would Ms. Jill Bennett be doing in your house, in your bedroom, in a funny wig, late at night, pointing a gun at you?
I don't know what she'd be doing, but it's hilarious.
I don't want to know.
Terry Austin from Knott's Landing, she played Jill Bennett, 61. Remember that time on Dukes of Hazzard when Bo and Luke, Tom Wolpat, and John Schneider went on strike because they weren't paying them enough?
Yeah, and then they were getting the substitutes.
They were getting the same as Cooter. Well, one of those substitutes, Byron Cherry, is 61.
It's good to be here. Matter of fact, on the way over here, we ran in that same old Cooter wearing his same old hat.
He's been wearing that hat for years.
That's the funniest accent I've ever seen.
Byron Cherry, he was coy, and they lasted all of, I think, a few episodes, and then they finally worked it out. They realized just how bad it was.
Yeah, they should have shut it down.
Coy
and
Vance, yeah. Talk about jumping the shark.
Either that or just went on with a spinoff called Daisy Dukes.
So he's 61. I would have watched that.
I would have watched
that. We're all afraid, Frodo. But to let that fear drive us to destroy what hope we have, don't you see that it's madness?
You're a big Frodo guy.
Oh, no,
you love
not
the
really.
The big feet of the, what are they, the Munchkins or the Hobbits is what they are. They're Hobbits. But Sean Bean from a couple of the Lord of the Rings movies.
I thought that was a movie about a jeweler.
He was one of the buddies, one of the guys going out there trying to protect the hobbits and the dwarfs and the elves. Boromir, Sean Bean, not Mr. Bean, he's Sean Bean. He's 59. Boomer Esiason, former football quarterback, now media personality, 57. Our rapper of the day, soon to win a Pulitzer Prize, I'm sure. Redman. Is 40, and I wonder what kind of chaw he chews. Maybe he chews Red Man?
Chew Chaw.
Red Man is 48. Jennifer Gardner is 46. Elias, or is that Alias? I don't know that show. I don't watch it, so I guess it's Alias,
it's
probably.
Alias. Yeah.
Dallas Buyers Club, and she does a credit card commercial, too.
Yeah, one question for her. What's in your wallet?
That's what she says. I'm assuming nothing but whatever bank she's toting those cards for. I don't know which one it is, though. Is it Bank of America?
Capital One.
Capital One.
Yeah.
Jennifer Gardner, 46, one of the Spice Girls. She can bend it like Beckham.
Oh, because
she
you.
Is a Beckham. She was Posh Spice. Is she your favorite spice? Do you have a favorite one?
I do have a favorite spice.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Bay leaf.
I'm not going to laugh. So Victoria Beckham is 44. She's in there somewhere. And that's all I got.
Oh, thank goodness that 80s music is gone, but
you
not
know
forgotten.
What? You know what? We didn't go over which audio I have, so I'll just I'll just put my hand up if I've got one.
All right. J.P. Morgan, he founded U.S. Steel, born on this day in 1837. Señor Wences, the ventriloquist, born on this day in 1896.
Hello, my friend.
No.
Not yet.
No.
No, 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 no. Are you tired?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
It's all right.
All right.
Hey, he was, there are ventriloquists, and then there's Señor Wences, probably the best of all time.
I always liked Sarai.
That guy, the disembodied head in the wooden box.
Right.
Not creepy at all. Not
no,
creepy.
Not at all.
The hand puppet. Did the Parquet commercials.
Right. 1897 was the birthday of Thornton Wilder. Did Our Town and The Matchmaker Place. Arthur Lake, born on this day in 1906. He starred as Dagwood Bumstead on Blondie. William Holden, born on this day in 1918. Won the Best Actor Oscar for Stalag 17. Award-winning, Emmy Award-winning newsman Harry Reasoner, born on this day in 1923.
Good evening. Our major story tonight is that Agriculture Secretary Earl Butz has paid the price for telling an obscene racial joke on a commercial airline flight. Secretary Butz resigned today. The president accepted with regret, but immediately. Closer to home, I have a new colleague to welcome. Barbara?
Boy, he was excited to have Barbara Walters there, too.
Who is this woman?
Was that Elmer Butz or Seymour Butz? That was his brother, Seymour Butz.
Under the bleachers.
Under the bleachers,
right? He was the butt of all jokes. Music publisher Don Kirshner, born on this day in 1934. He's the guy that created the Monkees and the Archies.
Holy cow.
And you remember the 1970 television series Don Kirshner's rock concert.
That was kind of, was that his answer to Burt Sugarman's Midnight Special?
Yes, exactly.
Were they on kind of at the same time?
Yep, they were hot at the same time. And there they are. They are gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, you know what? You must have used Neil's people and his staff because you forgot one today. Or
what
they
did
forgot
I forget?
One. You forgot.
Adrian Adonis, do you think I'm insane? Do you think for one second now you're running around with your dress on and your beautiful pectorals that look like you had 6 litters of puppies? You're going to come running around and you're going to come
Rowdy Roddy Piper with some kind words to Adrian Adonis.
Well, that's funny. That wasn't on my list.
No. Your staff missed it, or Neil's staff. You don't have your staff. It's Neil's staff.
We call it the half-mast staff.
They're not well compensated, so we can understand why they sometimes are delinquent in their duties. No, but Roddy Piper, gone but not forgotten today. One of the great interviews of all. He's top five as far as promos for me.
Yeah, the Neil staff, they work for, I think they get free pizza rolls at Ralphie's Minoco.
And Medina tickets every single show.
Oh, yeah.
Every single show, and free refills on the popcorn.
Me and my troops.
Rowdy Roddy Piper, gone but not forgotten. Here's a Ronnie Millsap song, and then we'll close out the Bob Morning Show with Jim and Brad, Total Country, Bob FM.
I'll take a long vacation.